This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show, and we are kicking off hour three of tonight's program. Free Talk Live is on 7 nights a week, so if you're hungry for freedom-loving content, or if you're just hungry for entertaining content, you can tune in to Free Talk Live 7 nights a week from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can always catch the podcast on freetalklive.com or soundcloud.com/freetalklive. And with you tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us at 855-450-FREE. It's open phones, and you can bring up anything that's on your mind. Of course, as long as it's, you know, radio-friendly. 855-450-FREE. And you can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Let's talk with Dave listening in Macon, Georgia. Hey, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Stephanie. Hey, I want to talk about Obamacare. Most people don't realize it's still unconstitutional.
Yeah, that's more evidence to me that they don't follow the Constitution, right?
Yeah, but the whole thing is it's still unconstitutional.
Is it unconstitutional? I mean, did they not make the right arguments when they brought it before the Supreme Court? Because obviously the Supreme Court said it's constitutional, and their opinion matters and ours doesn't.
No, that's not what Justice Roberts ruled on.
Okay, could he rule on what he ruled on and then not rule on what he was supposed to rule on, or did they just not make enough incomplete arguments?
He can't rule on something that he wrote. You understand? Let's follow the series of events.
All right.
Went to district court, 26 states, took it to the district court in Florida. Okay? They ruled it unconstitutional because of the individual mandate and a penalty. Okay, if you didn't buy the Obamacare, you were going to be penalized, right?
Right.
Okay.
Or taxed or whatever.
Well, no. Penalized.
All right.
And then it went to the U.S.
penalty is on your taxes.
Well, no, it's just a penalty. Okay,
well,
period.
Roberts called it a tax, so I'm just saying, what's the difference between a penalty and a tax?
Well, a penalty is something that you're getting fined, okay? It's a fine. It's different in wording. A tax is definitely a penalty. I won't deny that fact. But
all right.
He said, what happened, four judges ruled against it. Four judges ruled for it. While those eight were working on whether their decision was going to be for or against, Justice Roberts decided to rewrite it and write it as a tax. And then he said, under the 16th Amendment, Congress can tax anything. Well, I'm sure you guys know the 16th Amendment has nothing to do with taxing anything.
But it allowed the income tax.
Supposedly, okay? But anyway, I'm going to argue that point. But I'll challenge anyone to show me in Article 3 where a U.S. Supreme Court justice has the right or the power to amend what Congress passes and the president signs into law.
Okay, I'm with you. And what do we do about it? I mean, the Supreme Court's never going to hear it again. They've already heard it.
Hey, it doesn't make a difference because it'll have to get kicked back to a hearing in a district court when you bring up the fact that Justice Roberts had no power to rewrite it, okay, then it'll still be ruled unconstitutional in a district court. It'll get slapped down.
All right. Well, then I won't worry about it.
I'm not worried about it. I'm waiting for IRS to come after me.
So you're not going to comply with Obamacare or whatever when it comes around?
No, I don't pay income tax because I don't have any income. Okay.
Cool.
I drive up and down the highway all day long, every day, and I still don't have any income.
Right. Income, okay. In your opinion, is a particular legal term?
Well, yeah. Income is gain derived from capital or labor or the combination of both. Well, since I drive somebody else's truck, okay? I don't have any gain. He gains from my labor, and the only thing he pays me is capital. So I have no okay. Since I don't make any investments, I don't have any gain from my capital.
I'm glad you found a boss that would let you do that.
Oh,
I imagine most Americans have a difficult time with that.
Well, anybody can get hired under a 1099. They just have to find a way. And there's also tax-exempt forms that you can file if they want you to fill out a W-4 form. Because when you file a W-4 form and sign it, you're actually turning the IRS into custodian of your pay. All right?
I'll take your word for it. I mean,
yeah,
I tend to believe that the IRS
away.
Will throw anybody in jail that they darn well feel like. I mean, that's what I tend to think.
I just wish we didn't have to deal with any of this. Like, there is a group of people, you know, claiming to have the legitimate authority to force us to give them some part of our income, and, you know, I just want that to go away. I don't want to have to deal with that at all.
But whatever helps you sleep at night, just don't give them the money, because I know what they do with it. They use remote control airplanes to kill kids in the Middle East.
That's a fact.
That's it. That's the reason why, okay? They also use it to benefit someone else, okay? And if you're forced under threat of incarceration to provide for someone else, I think the 13th Amendment had something to say about that.
Yeah, that would be, I can see how one would call that involuntary service. But I think filling out a tax form is involuntary servitude.
The very
fact that my wife used to spend 40 hours a year to filling these things out. That's a full week's worth of work.
Yeah.
Nuts. Yeah.
Well, like I said, it's slavery. Okay. Yeah. It is definitely involuntary servitude. Why should I pay for some slob sitting on his butt in Washington, D.C., whether he calls himself any kind of legislator or senator or...
Or why should you pay for bombs if that's not what you want?
Why should you pay with anything you don't agree with?
I don't want to pay for bombs. I don't want to pay for some of the science that goes on and the technology to build that stuff and the money that they fund. I don't like what goes on that island off of Connecticut with making different types of diseases.
I'm not familiar with this island, but Dave, thank you for calling in tonight. With you. I appreciate your thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE is our phone number here on Free Talk Live. Yeah, I don't want to pay
That's
for
an
either.
Island. I think where they theoretically, this is, I think, where the Montauk Monster also comes from.
Montauk Monster was a bulldog. The thing that washed up shore?
Yeah, I don't think it was a bulldog.
So for people who have never heard about this before, a couple of years ago, there was a creature that washed up on the beach in New York on Long Island, right, or something, and somebody found it, took a picture of it, and it looks like a weird, its hair is kind of decomposing, so it had no hair. It kind of looks a little like a raccoon, but it has, like, the teeth of a dog, and it's got, like, claws, And then it disappeared from the beach, and nobody knows what happened to it or what it was. And there are people say it was all different kinds of things. People say, oh, it was a raccoon. Somebody says it was a dog. And, you know, I have no idea what it was.
Some people claim it was
a genetic experiment, and that there's this island where they're doing animal research off the coast of New York, and that this thing escaped, and it swam, and it washed away, and it was some mutant.
I have no clue if they're keeping aliens off the shore of Connecticut or not, but I would say that we do know that scientists are making more and more deadly strains of, like, the bird flu, because they'll say they're doing that.
What? Scientists are making more deadly strains of the bird flu?
They're absolutely doing that. And then from that, I guess, trying to get the cures. But, I mean, if you go ahead and look, it's like H9N37 or something like that. I'm just making numbers up. But it's not the H1N1 bird flu virus. It is a different H some number.
Well, I know that there was a time when they recreated the Spanish flu influenza to study it.
Keep the windows shut, fellas. Right, like it. This makes people very nervous, and then these kind of stories come out.
Yes, they do. Well, 855, 450 free. I'm pretty skeptical that they're trying to kill us all. But hey, you know,
I don't think they are. But I'm not concerned.
I don't trust them.
Right, mistakes can be made.
855, 450 free here on Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
Business owners, listen up. Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a Z.
What's that spell?
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Iron poisoning, GMO foods, vaccines and radiation are the means for population extermination. Iron is not a nutrient. It is a poison that replaces copper and accumulates in the body, causing destruction and accelerating aging. Iron is accumulating due to iron, iron uptake facilitators, and copper depleters that have been added to the food and water supply. GMO foods have increased iron availability. Vaccines contain nanoparticle-sized parasites, termed viruses, that thrive and replicate in the presence of iron deposits. Radiation vibrates blood proteins, breaking off the loosely bound iron, resulting in vascular damage and accelerating iron deposition. These poisons work together to decrease lifespan and birth rates. The iron poison population has a lifespan that is decades less than the healthy segment. The poisoners enjoy secretly exterminating the real population below 200 million. They try to change this at times and beat their maker. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. That is UNVEILING them.com.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Sereda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show. With you tonight, it's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And Free Talk Live is an open phone show, and you can call in about anything that's on your mind. You got something you want to talk with us about tonight, we'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. And you can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Make sure to send a contact request first, though, so we can hook up with you and put you on our list, because you know, we need to be connected with you before we accept the call. We can't just set it to accept calls from anybody, because then they'd be calling in all the time. So anyway,
I don't think we can set it to that way.
I think there is an option for that in Skype, but well, I think Ian has a specific reason for wanting it to
whatever
be.
Whatever that reason is, I would not propose to try to discern what Ian's reasons are. They're always a mystery to me.
He's like God.
He sure is. He's like the Messiah. And speaking of which...
He's like a mentally challenged kid with a taser.
What? Why? Where's his taser?
It's dangerous.
Oh, that's so mean.
To what, the mentally challenged kids?
That's
I'm sorry,
friend.
Kids.
That's
I'm
your friend. That's your partner. Come on.
Who's apologizing to Ian?
I was trying to segue into this article that I wanted to talk about, which this is like... I'm flabbergasted, but I think it's kind of funny and interesting to talk about. But, Brian, you had a message for us first.
Yeah, if you're looking for more freedom in your life, or if maybe you're just looking to hang out with more liberty-loving people, I want to tell you about the Free State Project. The Free State Project is over 70% of the way to reaching its goal of 20,000 people stating their intent to move to New Hampshire, to one state, 20,000 people all together, to exert the fullest practical effort toward the creation of a society in which the maximum role of civil government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. And if you're tired of government growing where you are, maybe you should look into the Free State Project.
Or if you want to live in a place that has no sales or income tax.
Lots of good reasons to move to New Hampshire that have...
I saved a lot of money when I came from Massachusetts and started living here.
Free State Projects like GEICO.
There you go. All right. So before we talk about Baby Messiah, we do have a couple of calls on the line. Let's start out by talking to Werner, listening in Pueblo, Colorado. Hey, Werner, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey. Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment from earlier about a politician. It's all over the same. I'm from Germany originally, and it's the same over there as over here. The rich ones, they just fill their own pockets. They don't care about us down there.
Yeah, I believe that, because power corrupts. You know, you put somebody in a position of power, and they're going to abuse that power pretty much inevitably. And if they're not starting out, they will, you know, they will after a while.
Likely, yeah.
What we need up there is somebody that treats that position as a president, not as a title, that treats it as a business. Till then, the country just keeps going down the drain. That's
nice, and there are some politicians who say that they would like to run the government as a business, but the reality is they just don't have the incentives. It's not a business. It's the reality is they get paid for making mistakes. You know?
I don't think you can run the government like a business anymore. It's not a business.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, if you try to run a business, has a profit model, and it attempts to serve
its
customers.
Profit model is a force, you know, just extract as much money from people as they can apply for.
Any business that has customers that can't withdraw their consent, that can't choose to go to another business, is going to operate just like the government does. It's a monopoly.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, government is like a business. I mean, you got to treat it that way, especially with all the employees you have and everything else. You know, postal service, military, and all the other stuff, they're all federal employees, pretty much.
Well, you could... Okay, so the postal service is a great example, because ostensibly they're a private... The semi-private organization where the government makes their a lot of their policies and rules. Congress has to vote on a lot of the things that they do as their business. And, I mean, how are they doing? It seems to me like they're kind of floundering in terms of sales, and they're not doing too well financially.
If the government would let them go, we'd find out. Just the government just cuts the ties and says, all right, post office, you're on your own, and anybody can compete with you. Then we'd find out, because they'd start with a huge leg up, all kinds of machinery and capital and that kind of thing.
Oh, right, and the government prohibits anybody from engaging in the business of mailing first-class mail under a pound or whatever. So, we just don't know what that would look like with any competition.
And the biggest problem I'm having, too, is when I watch television, the politicians talk to each other, they all get a paycheck. But yet, if you look at the seats, they're almost all empty. What do they get paid for?
That's a great question. Werner, thanks for calling in tonight.
It's not just the paycheck. They get that great...
the golden fleece.
Yeah.
The whole thing. They get medical insurance, all kinds of stuff that's...
Yeah.
I'd almost be willing to pay them to not show up, because then they wouldn't be voting and making these horrible laws that affect our lives. But that's just extortion.
They'd figure some way to do it from home.
Yeah, telecommute. Anyway, let's talk to Roger, listening in Evansville, Indiana. Hi, Roger. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you've heard that the Kennedy case was supposed to be, I guess, exposed is the best word, after, I thought, 25 years, and then they upped it to 50 years. And I was just wondering if you guys thought it would actually get see the light of day this time.
Oh, are you talking about the John F. Kennedy assassination case?
Yes.
Okay. And isn't that, as I understand it, wasn't there somebody that came out on their deathbed? I don't know too much about this, but I thought a couple of years ago, some high-ranking person came out and said, yeah, like, basically, one of these conspiracies is true, right? Brian, do you know anything about that?
Go ahead.
I hadn't heard that, so I'm in the dark on that part.
I don't know. I'm pretty much in the dark, too. Yeah, but, Brian, what do you know about it?
There was a gentleman who said that the CIA were behind it. And quite frankly...
And who was that? Do you remember?
No, I don't recall the name.
Okay.
But
it was somebody who worked for the government, right, in some capacity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, and this happens a lot on these deathbed confessions. Like, Robert McNamara said that, Vietnam was, you know, pretty much a setup, or it was all false flag for the United States to get involved in it. I mean, these things, these happen. As far as will they actually release the information, quite frankly, yeah, you know, I think they will. And I think that if the American people found out today that the CIA did kill Kennedy for whatever reason, be it because of Executive Order 00001 or whatever.
What's that?
That is, he was the silver dollar. That was the silver dollar, where he was he was essentially having the United States government actually mint money. The silver certificates, uh-huh. Not silver dollar, I'm sorry, silver certificates. And at the time, they were essentially worth $5 to every dollar that the Federal Reserve printed, and so the theory goes is that he was killed because he was, he was eliminating the Federal Reserve's power by creating a United States currency that was worth more. But I think if the American people today found that out, that was true, they wouldn't care. Because when you take something like PRISM that the NSA is doing, where people are just being rampantly spied on, all these just egregious things that we find out about every day that our government does on a regular basis. And as soon as you tell them it was for the security of the nation, they're like, oh, okay, that's fine. You know,
yeah,
I understand.
Pretty much.
So I don't know whether I'm going to make a prediction, but I did recently. There were some documents that were made available. They're like 70 years old or something, from pre-World War II, but post-World War I, where the United States was planning on invading Canada. And these didn't even make a ripple in the news. The fact is, Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his cronies were planning to invade Canada, and no one cared.
Roger, thank you for calling in tonight. I appreciate your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live. Do you care about Canada?
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udy's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. It's the live Sunday night edition, and we're glad to be with you tonight. It's me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us at 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live, or get in touch with us on Skype at lrn.fm. And one more time, that phone number, 855-450-FREE. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Let's talk to Ken listening in Cleveland, Ohio. Oh, actually, first, Mark, did you have a message to bring to us?
Please do your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. It's incredible the amount of help that we get through shop.freetalklive.com. We have links there for Amazons from several different countries. So, you know, whether you're in, I think it's Canada, UK, US, please go and bookmark the link there. And when you do your online shopping, use that bookmark at shop.freetalklive.com.
All right. Now let's talk to Ken listening in Cleveland, Ohio. Hi, Ken. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Greetings. I was just calling about, you guys were talking about the post office, and my understanding is the reason the post office isn't doing very well is because they're one of the, or maybe the only federal entity that is required to fund all of their pensions into, like, 20 years into the future or something like that. So yep. They have to have, like, $20 billion before they're considered solvent or something like that. It's just if they didn't have this restriction on them, they would be much more efficient and much more cash worthy, I guess.
I've heard that, and I reject it for this reason. It's not a new rule. So whatever the reserves are, they should have had those reserves for some time. They've been losing pensioned employees, not gaining them. Just about everybody who's hired for the post office at this point is a contractor, and sometimes they even have to drive their own vehicles. And so I tend to think that that's an excuse that would give them a little shot in the arm because they could take the pensions, the pension plans from their pensioned employees and go ahead and you know, spend them on operations. But you can be darn sure that in 5 years they'd be screwed again because they aren't running a real business and they don't know how to run a real business. I would, as one of their employees, want very, very much for them to keep those pensions funded because you can see what's happening in Detroit. Those people aren't going to, those pensions aren't going to go on for those city's city employees. And I bet they wish that the city of Detroit had been required to keep those, keep 20 years worth of reserves.
Well, that's true, but I would hate to lose the post office. It's pretty amazing that you can give them something and 50 cents on one coast and have it on the other coast 2 days later. It's still a pretty impressive system. Yeah.
It's socialism at work. It's the fact is that it's ridiculous that you can spend 50 cents and send something across town or send...
To Alaska?
From
New Hampshire to Alaska?
And send it across the country. I mean... That's not amazing.
You know,
that's amazingly amazingly bad business plan is what that is.
You know, maybe if it cost more closer to actual market rates to send mail, there wouldn't be as much spam mail because I don't know about you, but I get a lot of spam mail, and often the post office gives discounts to companies who do that.
I could do without my local government's magazine every like 2 weeks about all the stuff they're doing and wasting my money. So you know, I could agree with you there. So that's all I had to say. Nothing more important than that.
Thanks for calling, Ken. I appreciate your thoughts tonight.
The post office has basically become an ad venue, like your radio stations, your television stations, these kind of things. They are an ad venue, and they give discounts to bulk mailers, and the bulk mailers want to send you pizza coupons and car wash coupons and, you know, a variety of different things. And I have no problem with people trying to get me discounts if I want those. I may or may not want to go through them, but when I see one I want, I really like it. So it's only junk if you don't want it. But I shouldn't, I mean, why are they getting a discount to send me stuff to my mailbox that I may or may not want, and I've got to pay full boat for the first class? That doesn't necessarily make any sense. I don't like the way the post office basically lays claim to my mailbox. It's against the law for me to put something in someone else's mailbox. Well, what if that person told me to put it in their mailbox? It's still against the law because it's not their mailbox. If it says U.S. mail on it,
right,
it's the post office's mailbox, even though you bought it and you stuck it in the ground and you did whatever.
You know, that reminds me, I live in a condo complex and there's association dues, right? There's condo fees.
Mm-hmm.
And the condo fees get mailed to one of the, like an address at the condo complex,
Okay. But
there's not like a box that you can put them in. You know, we just have these mailboxes that are maintained by the post office. Well, I have to put a stamp on my condo fees, even though it's going to the same neighborhood, and it's a stamp. I have to put, they won't deliver it without a stamp, and I can't put, there's nowhere else I could put it. I can't put it in their mailbox because they won't accept that.
Don't
or whatever.
Have a mailbox.
Yeah.
Same price to send it around the corner as it is
to
around
Alaska.
The globe. Micronesia, Guam. I don't know. I've never sent anything to Micronesia or Guam. I'm just assuming because they're U.S. protectorates. But it's true wherever the heck out in Alaska, that the farthest person that has a mailbox out in Alaska, it's the same price. Same price. This isn't a business model, people. It's nothing like a business model. And if somebody could compete, because it's against the law to compete, you said under a pound, it's under a dollar. Under a dollar. Now, as the dollar continues to plummet downward, falling like a meteor flaming in the sky, at some point they're going to have to change the law, and I don't know how they're going to change that law, but somebody's going to be able to compete in the area of first-class mail, and I'm interested to see how that competition looks.
Yeah, indeed. I would like to see it, too.
Yeah, I find it weird that you can. It's actually cheaper to send things to Canada or to than it is within, like, the United States via the post office.
Really? It's cheaper to send to Canada than it
is? Certain things, I used to be involved with an eBay business, and there was a lot of times where it was actually cheaper to mail something to Canada than it was to, like, California.
So, like, packages, then?
And, yeah, and it seemed, because it was like such a pro-American organization, it's like, wow, why are we giving the Canadians such a great deal?
Couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
Well, I would actually like to talk about Baby Messiah, which we just teased a few minutes ago. This will be kind of short, but there's a Tennessee judge who ordered a name change for a baby. And this is kind of strange. So a Newport, Tennessee mother is appealing a court's decision after a judge ordered her son's name be changed from Messiah. Jaleesa Martin and the father of Messiah could not agree on a last name, which is how they ended up at a child support hearing in Cook County Chancery Court. What's the Chancery Court on Thursday?
No clue.
Me neither. This is when the first name, so they couldn't agree on a last name, but that's when the first name came into question for this poor 7-month-old kid. So he had been 7 months old and he'd been hearing his name up to that age.
Messiah.
And then the judge ordered a change.
Boy, Messiah.
So the
you're a bad Messiah.
So the judge,
can't imagine what anything would think that a seven-month-old could do that was bad.
Yeah.
The judge ordered the 7-month-old name be Martin Deshaun McCullough. It includes both parents' last names, but leaves out Messiah.
The judge named the kid?
Yes, the judge decided on a name, Martin. He's going to be named Martin. And here's what the judge had to say. This is the most interesting part of the whole story. You know what the judge said? The word Messiah is a title, and it's a title that has only been earned by one person. And that one person is Jesus Christ, Judge Ballou said.
What the hell?
Not only did they change the kid's name and pick a new name for him, but they did it. The reason for doing it was because it's a title, and only this one person has ever earned that title.
Earned.
Has no one ever been named a title?
I don't know. I'm sure there's some... Can you think of anybody? I mean, there's got to be somebody who's named president or senator or something.
A friend of mine suggested naming a kid senator, and that would be amusing because it would probably get him into some clubs and stuff.
I mean, there's people with the first name Prince. Michael Jackson, yeah. Prince, his son, his name's Prince.
What about
surely
Queen
somebody's
Latifah?
Named their kid.
Yeah.
She's got a title.
So, surely somebody has named their kid King, right?
Absolutely.
Those
yeah.
are titles.
So what do you think? Do you think this is appropriate for a judge to be literally naming a 7-month-old child and deciding that, nope, they can't be named what the parents chose? I mean, I don't particularly like the name Messiah, but I wouldn't use force to change it. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
I'm going to learn a new language someday.
I'm going to learn Spanish someday.
French someday.
Someday, I'm going to learn Chinese.
When it comes to learning a new language, what if you could turn someday into today? Because Rosetta Stone is now giving away a powerful free gift that lets you do just that. A free demo that lets you try the fastest way to learn a language. Today, we're giving away demos of our language immersion technology absolutely free. Call 1-800-924-6929. With the Rosetta Stone solution, nothing will stand in your way. No books, no rote memorization or translation, no boring drills. It's the breakthrough in language learning that over 20,000 schools, Fortune 500 companies, and U.S. diplomats rely on because it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language guaranteed. Claim your free gift from Rosetta Stone to turn someday into today. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-924-6929. That's 1-800-924-6929.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show, and it's the last segment of tonight's program, but don't shed a tear. We'll be back tomorrow night. Free Talk Live is on 7 nights a week, and it won't be this particular crew. If you want to hear us together, you're going to have to wait until next Sunday to hear us live together. But you can hear Ian and Mark and friends host the show the other 6 nights a week on freetalklive.com.
Indeed we do.
And, Brian, I just wanted to mention real quick, you have your own podcast. Why don't you tell people about that?
I do. It's Sovryn Tech, as I am Brian Sovryn, and that's SovrynTech.com, and it's all about science and technology and how it can set you free. So, and it's been going for quite a while now, and people find it very entertaining.
Yeah, cool. And you may hear me on that podcast as a cameo.
Well, you are the producer.
I'm the producer, yes. So anyway, okay, and Mark, you have your own podcast too. It's the Edgington Post.
Yeah, it's the Edgington Post. You can find it at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. I do some interviews there. Just people I want to talk to, people I've interviewed. Sometimes I've done the interview and I don't want to have done it after I'm done with it, but I put it up anyway because, well, I made it. You might as well listen to it. You know, go ahead. Take a listen.
You sound really excited about your podcast.
No, sometimes I love it. I just put up one by Nick Gillespie, and it was great. And another one with...
I enjoyed the one with Doug Casey. I thought that was really... Like, his aspects on Rome were phenomenal.
I grilled him a little bit on his whole using the anarchist word, too. And I actually got another great one I put up yesterday was with Jeff Tucker. I think I had my best questions with Jeffrey Tucker yesterday. So if you want to try out an Edgington Post, I'd recommend going to soundcloud.freetalklive.com, looking for Jeffrey Tucker, and listening to that one.
He makes everything fabulous.
He really
is. Fabulous.
The dude's
indeed
fabulous.
Yes.
All right. And if you want to call us here in the last segment of tonight's show, 855-450-FREE. We can maybe squeeze your call in. Or Skype, LRN.FM. But, you know, we have someone on the line who is, it's like a rare animal, you know, that you only see once in a while in nature. We have somebody on the line. It's a real live Creepertarian, and they want to talk about advice about girls. So let's talk to the Creepertarian. Hi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. I'm a little nervous, but I wanted
to... That's okay. Just pretend it's just you and me, or just you and Mark.
But just imagine everybody's only in their underwear.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
He might get a little distracted
by
that.
He's a libertarian. Come on.
He's probably problem. Imagining that anyway. Yeah, tell us more about that.
Well, yes. You're so pretty, and if I ever saw you in real life, I would not be able to look you in the eyes. I have a problem eye contacting, and, you know, I'm an IT guy, but I know a lot of stuff, and I like to talk about Mises, but I look down, and there's boobs down there, and so people get the wrong impression of me.
Yeah, I see, and I think I may have met you in real life a couple times, but...
Here's another person looking at your boobs. Go ahead.
So
yeah, if you met a guy looking at your boobs, that could have been me. I'm not proud, but I don't know where else to look. The eyes are so.
Let me help. Libertarian. I'll help you out here.
Thank you.
Look at her feet. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I could do that, but then I feel like I'm not paying attention. So I start going up a little bit at a time. And is it true that the further up I go, the better it is, the more, like, I'm paying attention, you know, than if I get to the boom?
No, I'm pretty sure the people don't think you're paying attention unless you're looking them in the eyes. Yeah.
Is there no other hope for me? Because I know a lot about Bitcoin, and I think that would be, and I like having conversations about Mises. So is there hope for me?
Yes. Sunglasses. If you wear sunglasses, you'll just be a little weird.
I have a different suggestion, Creepertarian, and I feel your pain, believe me. I understand. I think that the best way to, overcome this is to just practice. You know, just talk to as many women as you can. And try it first with women that you don't want to date, you know, just for practice. And then maybe you'll feel more comfortable.
And they'll often say
when
that.
When I look at my mom's boobs, I feel weird looking at my sister's boobs and my mom's boobs.
That does sound weird. I can do that.
So maybe I'll start with them, and maybe my aunt, she's only 89, so that's, you know.
Well, if you're looking at her boobs, you may be looking further down, I gather.
But they don't like to talk about Bitcoins and stuff, and they don't understand it, and they don't understand me. Now, I tried to grow a beard, like the cool guys in the Liberty Movement, but it's kind of wiry, and so... Yeah. Should I shave it off, you think?
If you don't have a full beard, if it's sparse, you just need to let it go. Like, that's really it. Now, there's spots where you can grow a full beard, like, say, a goatee or a Van Dyke or some portion of a beard that you can grow in full. Grow that if you want to grow a beard. That's fine. You know, some people like beards. Some people don't. It's a preference issue. But nobody likes a sparse beard.
Some people do. I don't know. I've seen people pull them off, but I think he should do what he likes the best. You know, how do you like to keep your facial hair?
Well, I don't like shaving, so I just let it go sometimes. And then I guess if I change a shirt 3 times a week, is that a good enough? Can I...
Yeah, the problem with shirts is you're
going to more often.
Yeah, you're going to have to do a shirt a day at least, and you know, generally that. Yep. Right after
otherwise
the shower,
I'll be judged, right?
Which we do once a day, you put on your shirt.
Maybe if you look your mom in the eye, she'll do your laundry for you.
Oh no, I don't live with my mom anymore because I make good money. See, I would think if I make good money, isn't that enough? Wouldn't the girl love me because of that money?
No,
actually, it's a really terrible reason. This is often very disempowering for men. Many men don't make great money. It's very disempowering for them. They're unable to, believe that they can date. And that's the most important thing about being able, because you have to be a place where people that you're attracted to congregate, and B, you have to talk to them. You actually don't have to do B. It just speeds up the process. But the first most important thing is to get out, whether it's to take a dance class or go to a bookstore or go to a coffee shop or do whatever it is that, maybe even church or some interest group or whatever it is that one does is going to find the people that you're interested in. That's what you got to do. And showering, good.
But girls don't go to places about Bitcoins and Mises and... You know, S.A. Hayek, they just aren't at the Austrian meetup groups that I go to.
Some do, but they're often... The competition's going to be really tough there because there'll be more guys and fewer women. And
yeah,
so,
I mean, that is one way that you could go, but it may be harder to find women in those places. But if you have any other interests, maybe you could explore those as well, you know, to see if there's anybody there. And maybe they would be interested in Bitcoins. You just don't know it until you talk to them.
Or you can go places where people don't necessarily have interest. There's just people that congregate, and then you can talk to them about the things that you're interested in. That may or may not go well.
I wonder if girls, if they had boobs, like eyes on their boobs, that might make it easier because they're like, I got two things going at once. I can check them out.
No, then you'd have to look at their head because you wouldn't be able to look at their eyes.
That would make it easier. Just don't confuse the...
You could eat at Hooters every day.
Hooters is going to be a running joke on this show. I can see it all now.
The boobs are the windows to the soul of women, and I think that's
pretty
sure
they say that, do they?
I'm pretty sure they're not.
I've heard that. In the circles I run in, that's what I hear.
I'm glad.
Oh, they are amazing. But Creepertarian, is there anything else you wanted to say tonight?
No, I'm just lonely, and I will continue to practice on my sister.
Okay. Thank you for the call. I appreciate your thoughts.
Don't go to Hooters. You're not looking. If you go to Hooters, you're looking for good wings. If you like their wings.
Yeah, but you know, it's somewhat serious here. And I mean, I feel bad because it's kind of like using, but I mean, the waitresses at Hooters are paid to interact and talk with you regardless of how awkward you may be socially.
They're also paid to wear makeup and in a certain way. There's a guideline on their website about that.
Right. This is all true. But if you wanted to, like, you know, quote unquote, get good at being able to talk to women, you know, quote unquote, beautiful women, I say quote unquote as in the, you know, the popular context, maybe that's a way to do it, because they're going to talk to you. They have to by their job description, but I don't know.
They're just people. I mean, that's the thing that I get intimidated talking to pretty women. You know, I do too. But the thing is, they're just people.
Imagine how
they're
difficult
like
it
us.
Is to be that pretty woman that people have a tough time talking to.
Oh, yeah.
You can't have a real conversation. Because people won't talk to you about things that are important to them. And the people that will talk to you about things, you know, have real conversations with you, they don't have any skin in the game, as it were. I'll talk all day long. I'm taken. It's not going to change your life in any way, shape, or form. So, you know, it doesn't matter what we talk about. So oftentimes it can be difficult for attractive women in the same way.
Yeah, sometimes people ignore them because they're just so scared to talk to them. So you never know, you know, if you strike up a conversation, it could go well, but practice makes perfect.
Yep, and it's less about what they look like on the outside, more about what their interests they share with you
absolutely.
And the personalities
person.
That mesh. Yep.
All right, so freetalklive.com is our website. We'll see you tomorrow night. Free Talk Live is on 7 nights a week, and freetalklive.com in the meantime.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges start a conversation with your neighbor or your doctor or your family or your school. Now there's teachers and lawyers and business executives, and they all wear shiny badges and they all reject the state. Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges show the world that you reject coercion and aggression and oppression by the state. Shinybadges.com.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.